Probably know. Well, you do know, quite frankly, Rich and Jeremy Martin. I've loved their work up to now. And what have they done? Only, I was going to say they've repeated it. They haven't. They brought out something brand new called Tides. They are Cry, Monster Cry. Gentlemen, good morning and welcome.
Hello.
Good to have you. Good to have
Delighted
you.
To be
good
here
to have
again.
You in again. It's been a while, and you've had such an adventure.
We've been adventuring. Yes.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing to me that you would decide to do a gig up a mountain and take your instruments. It's just, what on earth possessed you?
What possessed us? The offer was there.
Where'd it come from? Swiss government?
It came from a guy in Switzerland.
A gentleman.
His name is Rene and his partner's called Miriam. And
yes.
They've been running gigs over there in different venues for a few years. But he has had this idea recently. They're mad, as everyone in Switzerland is, they're mad into the outdoors and hiking.
Of course.
And
you don't have much options.
You don't have much options. Yeah. So he had this idea to do a gig up in a hiking cabin, 2,200 metres above sea level.
Yeah.
It's a long trail. You can't access it basically without hiking or without a helicopter.
Right.
So he presented us with this and he said, you know, a week before the gig, a helicopter will go up with the PA system and food, everything that's needed, but everything else is down to you guys. You'll have to be able to hike for however long it will take.
Yeah.
Take all your equipment with you, your guitars, your mandolin, your instruments, your clothes, everything for the gig. And I don't think we even went over it. The option, not that long, we said, yeah, sounds
he
like
just
an
said,
adventure.
Yeah.
We'd been over with him during the summer.
That's how you met him?
How we met him, yeah.
Okay.
We'd been invited over to do some shows during the summer,
yes.
Last summer,
yeah.
To a beautiful town called Brienz, which is on a lake. It's spectacular.
Wow.
It's like another world. And while we were there, we did some shows, we did some festivals over there, and we got to hang out with Rene, and we just loved his vibe, and he was telling us about this show that he was putting on. And the more he told us about it, the more he kind of sold it to us, you know. And because we had such a great time, such a relaxed time, and because over in Switzerland and Germany, when we tour in Europe, they really, really connect with what we're doing.
Right.
We thought, this is a great opportunity for us to do it. And, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, life experience,
sure.
To climb the Alps.
Now, when it comes to climbing the Alps, lads, as two fine fellas from a lovely lineage from Sutton.
Yes.
On the north side of Dublin.
Very flat.
Yes, this is what I'm coming to. Apart from the Hill of Howth, how much of this climbing stuff had you done, either of you?
It was non-existent. I hadn't done anything like this before. Yeah.
And yet you, without hesitation, said yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is the work of a lunatic, a pair of lunatics.
This is the work of two lunatics, all right, yeah. Yeah. I mean...
It was just the adventure, wasn't it?
I think it's a really stereotypical Irish thing to do, though. You know, we just go, we'll throw ourselves into this. It's a great crack. And that's what we did. We didn't... I hadn't fully realised the extent of, you know, the undertaking of what we were doing.
Right. How long did it take you to get to the cabin?
It took us 10.5 hours.
10 hours.
How many were you? Because...
So there was ourselves.
Yeah.
Then there was a cameraman that we... took with us, Elijah.
Sure.
We made a documentary about the whole thing.
Well, this is the seven-figure films.
And he would have done the trek twice because, you know, he was running ahead to get the footage. He brought a drone, so we were just walking and he'd have to run ahead to get the footage and stop and then run behind us to get the...
But I'm getting the impression there's no Sherpa involved in this at all. It's literally...
There is... Well, the guys we were with...
I had a personal Sherpa.
Did you?
Which was... It was hilarious because it actually showed just the difference between Swiss people and Irish people. I had on my back this mandolin, which I'll be using in a while.
Which is beautiful,
on.
Yes.
It's just a small instrument, very light. And even with that, by the time we got to the top, I thought, oh, I'm really tired. But
sure.
I also play the banjo, which is metal-backed, really, really heavy. Like, after gigs, my back would be sore. And Rennie said, you know, my friend Fredu was his name. He's 50. He's going to bring your banjo. And, like, Freddie, this is without exaggerating, he walked up the mountain with his hands in his pockets.
Joking me.
We had sticks, we were sweating.
And he
just walked up
with his
hands in his pockets.
Because he's used to it.
Yeah, he's used to it.
Yeah, it's what he does.
Like, the Swiss people, they spend their lives doing that, so it's nothing to them.
No problem to them. Yeah.
2,200 metres.
Mm.
You're some boys, I tell you.
But the whole thing about the show and about the challenge of it, it worked really well in terms of. We decided to do this documentary with Elijah. And it worked really well because the documentary is kind of about what we do as independent artists and why we take on these things and why we push ourselves with our craft and why we spend so many years and hours and everything.
Yeah.
And then the other side of the story is Rene and Miriam why they pour so much passion into putting on these gigs, even not the gigs in the Alps, even the gigs they do in other places.
And what is that passion about? What is it that drives them?
Well, René is a wood carver. He's a master wood carver.
Yeah.
And they love music. But if they're putting on a gig, it's not just, you know, there's a stage. It's in their house, they've built a level. The mid-level of their house is a concert venue. They've mm-hmm. built stages. Miriam makes handmade food for the crowds who come. Like, everything, the attention to detail in every single thing they do.
Astonishing couple. Oh,
so when we really met them, and, you know, that's what we do with our music.
Yes,
so
yeah.
To kind of take that on together for a gig in the Alps, it was a great thing. And yeah. I think the documentary works really well. It's kind of more about them in a sense. And their story.
Well, it's your story about getting up there too. Yeah, presumably it's
our story about getting up there. But more importantly, it's the story about this couple and their lives together and the passion. And it's I think it kind of gives a background story to what a lot of independent musicians have to do.
Sure.
They facilitate our story. They allow us to do what we're doing.
It's funny, I'm reminded of Ludovico Einaudi when he played the piano to do with UNICEF, mm-hmm. wasn't it? To do with the iceberg in the Antarctic.
That's right.
That idea, you know, that idea. But you went up, he went out. But anyway, this is a song called... We're going to take a track from the album. The album, by the way, is called Tides. It's Cry Monster Cry. This is called High.
Shot of something, I gotta get my feet on the ground. I'm sick and tired of all this rushing. Time to lay my weary body down. 'Cause I'm so high. Sentences are broken like a promise I made in the past. I'm so addicted to your loving, but this feeling that I chase won't last. Oh, I'm so high.
High from Cry Monster Cry, the album Tides. It seems appropriate seeing as where you've been. How long did you spend there, by the way?
We were there for 4 days.
Switzerland, yeah. In the cabin, we were there for just one night.
One night.
Oh, you only saw him, and then back down again.
We did the gig, and then back down was actually.
You see, when you become rich and famous, you'll want the limo to take you up the.
Well, this is it. This is it.
Or helicoptered in.
But it's amazing, though, like, you're just reminding me now of thinking about the night of the gig. You know, you do the show, but everybody else, like, the audience has to walk up there.
I was just going to say, where are they coming from?
And they stay up there as well. So we slept in a cabin with, I think, it was 100 people up there that night, you know.
It was bizarre.
It was a real, really great experience. And in the middle of the night, you know, like, it's a two big dorms. Up on the top level,
yeah,
and there's 50 people in each room. Everybody just lies down.
And when can people see this?
We'll be putting it up online on our website, crymonstercry.com,
right,
and on YouTube we'll be streaming it as well. So all our social.
You're actually it's very interesting because we were talking a little bit about the idea of CDs not being as available as they used to be and whatever, and people not necessarily wanting whatever. But the CDs, you're on CD. You're also on vinyl.
Yes.
And then you've handed me this, which is gorgeous. Cry Monster Cry Unearthed, the Selected Lyrics, 2012-2019. That's very clever, the idea of doing this and releasing the lyrics for people. So you're obviously very conscious of the fact that people still want to feel something of you, that they want to have, you call it merchandise all you like, but this is the art, is the work.
We collect. You know, we collect books and we collect records and things like that. And that's how we listen to music, and that's how we look at art.
Yeah. So you wouldn't be true to yourselves if you didn't do it the same way.
Exactly.
And take it the same way.
Yeah.
I think it's gorgeous. When did you do this? When did you do the book?
We did it about a year ago. We released it. I think we made about 200 of them.
And
my poor mother had to hand-stitch them all for us.
A saint, apparently.
Absolute saint.
and hugely talented.
Absolutely
by the looks of things
huge
as well.
Talented, yes.
Speaking of talent, are you going to play something for us live?
Yeah, we're going to do a song for you.
What are you going to do? This is from the new album, Tides.
This is from the new album, Tides. We're going to do Citadel.
There it is. Citadel, okay.
Yeah.
Take it away. Our team are backing you every inch of the way.
Took a while, took my time to build up something new. What you gonna do now that it's gone? Took a while to see all the things that we could be. Like a vessel lost at sea, I don't belong. And your heart was young and bare. There were flowers in your hair. And you told me it was rare. You felt this strong. So I hope and so I pray that I could change my ways and live for better days. But I was wrong. Citadel, home caught in the swell. Well, maybe it's a fire that burns me up inside, but it keeps my hopes alive until the dawn. Now I'm fighting just to hold my body from the cold, but my mind is dragged towards a silent song. Oh, my citadel. My citadel, my citadel, my citadel. took my time to build up something new. What you gonna do now that it's gone?
Yeah, that is something else. That's a beautiful song. That's a beautiful song. Citadel is the name of that track. It's from the album Cry Monster Cry and Tides. That's just gorgeous.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's just so mellow. I'm just sitting here thinking, I wish I was up at the top of a Swiss mountain somewhere, eating Toblerone.
Yeah. When you get up there, it's nice. The walk up's not the best, though.
Yeah. Coming down is brilliant.
Yeah,
I'd say so. So, lad, and why is it more somber this time? Why have you decided to go down this route?
We kind of, after the last one, the first album, we really wanted to showcase the different sides of what we could do. There's some band songs, there's some more somber stuff. After, when it came time to write the new record, we really took the time to think about what we wanted to say, what we wanted to do. We'd been touring a lot, just the two of us, which was a big thing, and we wanted the album to sound as close to how we do it live possible.
Yeah.
And when we're touring, we take great effort to making a set that's really interesting with just the two voices and the two instruments and trying to flesh it out. You know, basically with the new record, our approach was, if it doesn't need to be on the track, it's not there. You know,
that's very
the
good,
songs
actually.
Need to stand on their own two feet, and then everything that's added is better, you know.
Yeah.
But it also came about organically because we've been touring by ourselves around Europe.
Yeah.
And a lot of the record was written on the road when we were touring and we were places like we spent a bit of time in Paris and a lot of time in Germany, and you know, I suppose that we were affected by the places that we were.
Of course you were.
So that's in the record.
And plus the world is in a very strange place right now.
Yeah.
A very strange state, rather.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Things are kind of in flux, to say the very least. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the touring, though, like your brothers, you get on, obviously, and you still want your space, of course, when you go,
whatever.
But when you go away, because it is very important not just to confine yourselves to Ireland or to these islands.
Oh, it's a big
you need
world
to get
there,
into
yeah.
you need to get into Europe. But you're actually proving to be very popular abroad, aren't you? In your mainland Europe.
Yeah,
we are. Yeah,
it was a big surprise to us. Like the first time we've gone to Germany, especially now a few times, and we'll be doing a big tour in Germany, Switzerland, Austria now in November.
That's fantastic.
But the first time we went to Germany, we were going to
Touring Peaks, are you?
Touring Peaks. Yeah.
Yes.
We'll take a while now before we go back up the mountain.
Come on,
but the first time we went to Germany, like, we were showing up to venues and the gig was sold out. We'd never been there. Just people saw, oh, there's an Irish band here. I'm going to listen to them.
Isn't and then, that like, interesting?
And then after the gig, it was really bizarre. We'd play and people come up, oh, I really liked that. Why didn't you play this song from your first album?
Which they knew.
They had done their homework.
Yeah.
In real German fashion,
they'd
done their homework, they'd listened to the songs, and we thought, this is something we need to build on, which is what we've been doing, so...
But would they have
opener for us?
But they would have obviously. I mean, it's the old story. You can download Rhythm of Dawn. You can do whatever. So they knew the music.
They know the music.
And therefore you're surprised. I love it. It's
great. Yeah,
it's fantastic. No, but I love the fact that you're surprised.
Yeah, we were totally blown away by it, because they were singing the songs back.
Magnificent.
I felt like it was something like a hidden camera show. I was like, what are all these people singing our songs for? You know, we've been here.
Yeah.
So it's a good feeling. It's great.
That's wonderful. Mm. So anyway, the tour continues. But when you go to Europe, by the way, when's that happening? Later in the year.
Yeah, probably November we're looking at to go back to Europe.
Yeah,
that'll be perfect. Do you want to play anything else, or will you go back to the album? I'm loving the live feel this morning. You don't have
what
to.
Do you want
to
do?
It's not fair to do it to you if you don't want to do it.
Yeah, let's do another one.
What do you think?
Do you feel like it?
Yeah, we'd love to.
Yeah, sure. Which would you like to do?
I can give you the track listing. I have the lyric sheet here and everything.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's true.
You might need them.
I want to
Wildfire.
Yeah, sure.
Sure, that's okay.
Wildfire. And I'm not being smart. Do you want the lyrics?
No, we're good, thanks.
I think we're okay.
Are you sure? I can correct you as you go. It's only here this morning with Cry, Monster Cry. The album is Tides, by the way. And to play us out, this is a song called Wildfire from the album. There's an awful lot of lyrics in this, lads.
There is. Be a few.
Summer's in the air and every morning that we share so warm and stirring. Divisions pouring out beyond the coastline of your mouth, the words proceeded. Shadows rearrange and scatter off to make the change we said we needed. We built a fire, burned deep and wide, swallowed the neighbors and houses and left nothing around us for miles. Sinking in beneath the surface of our skin, the sun is kissing. And you're pulling like the moon toward the desert and the dunes that you are missing. Your fingers form a fleet that sail along the wrinkled sheets beside me. Settle into mine, they overtake and intertwine, so daring and free. We built a fire, burned deep and wide, swallowed the neighbors and houses, left nothing around us for miles. We built a fire, the forests and trees and the mountains and seas were left dry. And I can see the pieces of all that we've been through. The pressure just increases, it's igniting something new. And anything that won't submit will tear it down and add it to a pile. We built a fire.
The boy's incredible. That is wonderful. Cry, Monster, Cry. Now, the album is called Tides. It's a Marty Recommends all this week. And you can download, we'll give you the link to have a look at that concert that they have climbed up the mountain to deliver. They're wonderful. I love that mandolin sound as well. Jamie and Richie Martin, we wish them well. And of course, they'll be back with the gigs. It's like everybody. The gigs were cancelled. There's nothing you can do, but they will be back with gigs, I have no doubt. And wowing audiences as they do. But they're also gentlemen. I'm really very taken with them. And lovely to have them. Cry, Monster, Cry. Tides is the album. You should go get yourself a copy. Wouldn't do you any harm at all. God bless you. Until tomorrow.